letter. Today's letter comes to us from Little Nico. Little Nico writes, "Dear George G., what is confidence and where does it come from?" Great question, Little Nico. Thanks for taking the time to write in. It's a topic, a subject that's near and dear to my heart as I consider myself to be a confident, self-assured person. And I also consider confidence to really be one of those superpowers that I like to talk about, one of those superpowers that if we could all tap into, it would turn us into superheroes and we'd be able to do extraordinary things. What does confidence give you? What is it? I think that it's a belief in oneself. It is a self-assuredness. It is a feeling and knowledge and belief in one's abilities. It is experience that I've been here before. I know how to handle this. Whatever the situation throws at me, I don't know what it's going to be, but I'm confident in my ability to navigate through it, to put my focus, my time and attention to allocate resources towards something and not knowing what's going to happen because I don't know what's going to happen, but having a belief that I'm going to be able to make it happen, whatever it is. So I think that that's what confidence is. What would you do with more confidence? What would your life look like if you were a more confident person? How would it manifest in your relationships? How would it show up in your work? How would your life be different? Just what comes to mind for me is a confident person understands their value. They understand their worth. And those are terms that we encourage people to know your value, know your worth. And that's all fine and well. But that sounds easy and does hard, right? That's a simple thing, but not an easy thing to do. So if you had more confidence, would you advocate more for yourself? Would you ask for the promotion? Would you ask for more opportunities? Would you approach that person you've been seeing at the coffee shop or at the gym and introduce yourself? Would you ask for more opportunities? Would you start a business? Would you become an investor? Would you, if you had more confidence, if you had a greater track record of success, if you had more belief in yourself, would that make a difference? It might make all the difference. But I think for me, it's made a massive difference in my life. Now, the thing about what confidence is, it's a combination of a lot of things. I think that being confident means that you have developed a knowledge, a know-how, and you've developed that through obviously learning how to do something and then repeatedly doing it. So doing it time and time again. So you've again have this track record. You have a sense of I've been here before. So that's an important aspect of it. I think that having courage and being courageous is that a prerequisite for confidence or is that part of confidence? That's interesting. But you put those two things together. You put together experience. You put together know-how. You put together courage. And then you have the ability to operate more effectively, more comfortably in the world with less apprehension. I think that that's a big part of what confidence is. So I know that confidence, it's a self-assurance, comes from our appreciation of our abilities or the qualities that we have. It means we have this belief in our ability and our capability to handle challenges effectively. We get it from successes that we've had in the past, achieving things, having positive outcomes. When you don't have any track record and you're trying something for the first time, really scary. Think about teaching my kids how to ride bikes. Terrifying. You have the potential to fall down and hurt yourself. You're traveling at a speed faster than you've ever traveled. Granted, you've been in a car, but it's just a different thing. But once you get on the bike, You've fallen down maybe a couple of times, but you figure it out. So now you confidently get on a bike and you ride it. Like, this is awesome. It's easy. It's super fun. Well, that's really a small little microcosm for what confidence really is. And then you start viewing yourself. You say, you know what? I'm a bike rider. I can 100% ride a bike. So self-esteem is a really, really important thing. And self-esteem is a really a pretty tricky thing. And I think the important part of it is that that's something that must be earned. You cannot, from my perspective, give another human being self-esteem. No matter how much we want to, no matter how much it would be great if everybody else was self-assured, if everybody had a great self-image, if they had a high level of self-esteem, you could try to give it to somebody. But unless you really have it earned, I don't think that people really believe it. And the self-esteem movement that I've spoken about and talked about in the past, the whole problem with participation trophies, is just that for a lot of it, it is BS. And people know it. Kids know it. Like, hey, you know, you lost by 500 points, but here's your trophy. Great job. Solid effort. Okay, maybe, but maybe not. So it is how you view yourself. It's your level of self-esteem, which comes from your track record of success. I think that having a good support system, having people that care for you, love you, coaches, friends, advisors, advocates, mentors, these help to bolster confidence. We need to get good at something. We need to pursue mastery. You don't need to be the absolute leading expert to have confidence, but we have to be on the track and be learning and developing competence and skills and education 100% leads to more confidence. If I am somebody who has a track record of passing tests, if I understand how to study, if I understand how to calm my nerves, if I understand how to effectively take a test and manage my time and my energy and my attention, well, I'm going to be a lot more confident versus if I walk into a test not having studied, not knowing how long it is, not knowing just what the format is or how much time I have, my odds of being successful on that test are a lot lower. So all this stuff is important. And Matt, mindset, your attitude is also an important thing. I think that we all know people who are cocky, who appear to be confident, but it's misplaced. It's not necessarily earned. It is a little bit premature. But having a mindset of growth, a mindset of learning, of enthusiasm, of full engagement and commitment, I think that that 100% fosters confidence. And I touched on this, but just being prepared. Being prepared positions you for success. Luck is the residue of designed. Design, chance favors the prepared mind. If I've done the work, I have trained, and that's if, like I talked about, being ready for a test, or if it's an athletic competition, or if I am going to be putting on a piano recital, or acting in a play, or something like that, or I've got a dance recital. If I know my moves or my lines and I've rehearsed and practiced and done it over and over again through repetition, that's going to help me be more confident for sure. I think that I'm definitely going to be a lot more positioned for success or positioned for success and feeling good about everything that I'm doing. So these are ways to 100% have confidence. So if you're interested in building it, think that starting small by setting and achieving goals, making them manageable goals, you give yourself a history of success, a track record of success. If you say every day, these are the three things that I'm going to do, these are the five things that I'm going to do, and you write them down, and then throughout the course of the day, you cross them off a list and you keep track, we can look back at the end of the day, the end of the week, the end of the month, the end of the year, and say, hey, you know what? I just proved to myself, I showed myself that I can do these things, that I'm perfectly capable of setting a goal, setting an intention to do something, and then executing on it. That's a super powerful thing. That'll make you more confident. Having positive self-talk, I am a pretty hypercritical person. I am tougher on myself than anybody else certainly is. And I think that that's probably common for most people who fancy themselves to be high achievers, which I certainly do fancy myself to be a high achiever. And I need to remind myself that while I don't think that being so hard on myself is having a negative impact, it probably does. So it's better to have positive self-talk. So getting rid of negative thoughts, getting rid of negative self-talk, replacing it with positive, focusing on what you're good at, what you've done. It's going to position you for success more so than beating yourself up. And learning and practicing. We talked about the importance of mastering your skill, whatever it is, in every avenue of life. Your work, your professional life, your relationships. Are you working to become a better parent? Are you working to become a better partner? Are you working to become a better professional? Are you working to become a better pickleball player or trumpet player or drummer? Whatever. These are so important. It's also critical that we take care of ourselves. So endorphins are a real thing. Having a fit, strong, healthy body will help your self-confidence. There's just no two ways about it. If you don't think that that's true and you are not currently a strong, healthy person, well, give it a shot. I think that you will discover that it's going to play a massive role in how you feel about yourself. And even better, if you can get up a little earlier in the morning, just move the body a little bit, do something that's uncomfortable, you will benefit from that and feel great for the rest of the day, knowing that you've already done a difficult thing. You've already proven to yourself your ability to get out of bed, to reject comfort, and to embrace discomfort. That's going to help you to become more confident, much more self-assured. When we face your fears, the things that you are afraid of, the things that make you uncomfortable, that's a lot of where learning happens. That's a lot of where you'll make your gains. There's plenty of things that I'm uncomfortable with. There's plenty of things that I used to be very nervous about and not comfortable doing that now I really enjoy, and I couldn't be more comfortable. Public speaking is one of the biggest fears for many, many Americans. In fact, it might be the biggest fear of Americans, and I used to be very uncomfortable doing it. The thought of getting in front of a room full of people, or rather, even raising my hand in class, was uncomfortable for me. Small groups, just talking about introducing myself, that was uncomfortable for me. So today, I speak in front of hundreds of people really consistently, almost on a weekly basis. And, you know, doing a podcast, doing a video like this, when you see the red light flashing, well, that's a nervous thing. That's an uncomfortable thing. And without question, for the first many podcast episodes that I recorded, super nervous, super uncomfortable. Now, thousands in, it's a lot more comfortable. So just gradually exposing yourself to certain situations that make you uncomfortable and make you anxious, that's how you overcome those fears. And then when you do that, you're showing yourself, you're giving yourself evidence. Wow, I'm a person that can face my fears, that can overcome them and can actually be comfortable and even thrive in these kinds of situations. And it's important to, I'm not saying that you need to throw yourself a parade or a party every time you do something difficult, but it's important to reflect on your success, to remind yourself of just how far you've come and the things that you've overcome and the things that you've accomplished. I bet that there's a lot of things that you can point to and say, look what I did. I didn't think that I was the kind of person that could do X, Y, or Z, but I totally am. I am that kind of a person. In fact, I am that guy, or I am that gal, or I am that whatever, however you think it yourself. I am the person who does these things. I am a person that does difficult things. And I think that that is extremely powerful. And I think that we're all perfectly capable of it. I think that I know that there's evidence that says if you adopt a really strong posture, you know, stand up straight, put your shoulders back, put your chin up a little bit, just adopt that kind of an athletic posture. There is evidence that says it's going to help the way that you feel about yourself and the way that you physiologically feel, not just intellectually and mentally. So all these things. And certainly, just because you're prepared doesn't mean that it's always going to work out the way that you want it to. And I think we probably all know and understand that, but just keep it in mind that your failures These are wonderful teaching and learning opportunities. Say, okay, what did I do wrong? And how can I do better next time? I mean, as the saying goes, if you're a baseball player and you're successful 3 out of 10 times, you're in the Hall of Fame, for goodness sakes, because you're hitting 300, you're batting 300. And so that's at the absolute highest level. You're failing 7 times out of 10, but still really, really celebrated. So let's talk about some sort of practical things that you can be doing immediately. I think that every day it makes a lot of sense to start your day with intention. Decide, this is the kind of day I'm going to have. I'm going to be really positive force today. I'm going to have excellent presence. I'm going to show up and absolutely do my best. I'm going to have wonderful energy. It's going to be infectious. People are going to feel the electricity around me. Make the decision to do that. And I think that you will be very pleasantly surprised by the reaction that you will get. You will have an infectious energy, and people will want to be around you. I think that the more we can be developing new skills, learning something new, whatever it might be, thinking new thoughts, exploring new ideas, that's nothing but a good thing. I think that helping others is also a really beneficial thing that can help to improve your confidence. I mentioned public speaking a minute ago. If it is in fact one of your fears, I advocate that you start to do a little bit more of it. There's all kinds of groups like Toastmasters and things like that, where you can get the opportunity to get up in front of people and practice and improve your public speaking skills. And when you're able to do that, you're just able to articulate your viewpoint. You're able to get your point across, to get your ideas across, to challenge other people and have a great dialogue. And then the more thoughtful that we can be about things, I think that's all for the better as well, because fallibility is a feature of humanity. It is not a bug. And the more we can pay attention to how we think and feel in certain situations and what we can get better at and where our emotions are taking us, the more we can be thinking about what we're thinking about, the better thinking we're going to do, the more critical thinking we'll have. It's nothing but a really good thing. And understand that it's not an overnight thing. Just because all of a sudden something went your way does not make you a confident person. It might make you a confident person, but a lot of the time it's going to be a gradual process where you're proving to yourself that you are somebody who you can rely on. Can I rely on myself? And think about who you have confidence in, the people you have confidence in. Why is it that you have confidence in them? Well, probably because you know what you can expect. You know that that person shows up and they bring it. It's predictable. And that's a good thing. We want to be reliable. We want the people we care about and the people that are in our lives to be reliable. So think about that and recognize, how can you become more reliable? How can you become more dependable? How can you be more consistent and show up and deliver at a high level? If you're the kind of person that does that, well, you should be a very, very confident person. So, in terms of money, in terms of being financially confident, I talked about, I think if you had more confidence, would that help you to advocate more for yourself in your professional life? Would you step up and take on more responsibility? Would you, if there's an opportunity, do you take it? Do you see an opportunity where responsibility has been abdicated and you can pick up the ball? You can pick up the responsibility, accept the responsibility, take on the biggest challenge and pick up the heaviest thing that needs to be carried. You be the person to pick it up. You ask for a raise, ask for a bonus, ask for more, ask for something a little extra. Maybe it's time to start a business. Maybe it's time for you to become an investor. Maybe it's time for you to have an uncomfortable phone call with a creditor, somebody who thinks that, there's just so many different scenarios. But as you are working to get out of debt, do you have the confidence to do the things that it takes to do that? Because it takes a confident, courageous person to sometimes do the things that it takes to get out of debt. Because odds are, the behaviors that got you into debt are not going to be the same behaviors that get you out of debt. A lot of the time, in order to make the changes that need to happen in order for change to happen in our lives, particularly when it comes to money, it's incumbent upon us to have the courage to sometimes take a step back and to reduce lifestyle. And not forever, but maybe for a little while till we can get out of debt, move from red back into the black, and start moving forward in a more positive manner. It requires a confident person to be able to say those things, to be able to look yourself in the mirror and to say, I've made some dumb moves, made some terrible financial decisions, but that doesn't define me. That's not who I am. In fact, this is a new me. It's a new me who's going to make better decisions, who's going to make the tough decisions and the uncomfortable decisions, whatever those might be, in order to position myself to take a bunch of steps forward. I'm confident enough to take a couple steps back. Once I do that successfully, then I can really start taking huge strides forward towards the life that I truly want, to find the financial situation that I truly want, not the one that I've sort of got myself stuck into. So I think that the first thing that we need to do as you are trying to establish is you're trying to establish financial confidence, money confidence, however you want to think about it, you need to find financial peace of mind first. And that is function of taking on the responsibility of there's never going to be anybody more interested in my financial success than I am, which is how I close every one of these shows. Never going to be, there's never going to be anybody more interested in my financial success than I am. And I accept the responsibility. I'm going to take charge of my finances. My future is going to be better than my past. Okay, that's step number one. Step number two is you need to get some money saved up. Get $1,000 saved up in an account that's separate from your everyday checking account. Stop doing anything until you have that. Once you've done that, then you start paying yourself first. You put yourself first. If you're in the habit of putting everybody else first and then waiting around to the end of the month to pay yourself, well, you're going to quickly discover that there's never any money left over for you. So you need to put yours and your family's interest right where they should be, which is numero uno. You do that by paying yourself first. And then you can enroll in your company's 401k or open up an IRA or be funding your emergency fund. And that counts. Those are all ways that we pay ourselves. Then once you've done that, I want you to start working on getting 1 month's worth of expenses saved up. And that's a lot of money. Totally get it. But that demands that you know what your monthly expenses are, demands that you have a budget. These are all really, really, really important things on your path to financial peace of mind, which will then pursue or give you the ability, rather, to pursue confidence when it comes to money. So get to 1 month saved up, however long that takes you. Next step from there, get mad at your debt. If you've got consumer debt, if you've got credit card debt, it's time to put a plan together and attack that debt, get mad at it. Pay it off, however long that's going to take you. Got a free course. It's called Get Out of Debt. You can access it on the website, moneyalignmentacademy.com, under courses. Get Out of Debt. It's a free course. It'll help you put a plan together. Once you've done that, then I want you to get to 2 months saved up, then three, then four, then five, and then finally 6 months worth of expenses saved up. And again, I know how hard all this is, but you can do it. You're fully capable of doing these things. Once you've done that, let tension come out of your shoulders. You can take a deep breath. That's financial peace of mind right there. Got your debt paid off. You've been paying yourself first. You've got 6 months worth of cash. You're in good shape. You're now in position to really pursue financial confidence. But I just bet after going through that process, you're going to be a lot more financially confident. You've proven to yourself the ability, the wherewithal, the grit, all these things that it takes to do those steps that I just laid out. And you should be confident. You should feel really good about yourself. You should be self-assured. It's going to help you get financial security. And then from there, with the confidence, you're going to be able to pursue financial prosperity. Be a person who is an investor. You can invest in the stock market. You can invest in real estate. You can invest in, there's so many different places, but those are all going to help you. So, all nothing but a positive thing. So, I think that once you have a record of success, wherever it is, whatever aspect of life or whether avenue or area of life, I think that there is a power of transitivity that says, well, I certainly have been successful in this arena or this area of my life. I wonder if that's going to translate over to this area. And I think that the answer is yes. I think that the answer is yes. When you demonstrate that I have a record of success, I have a demonstrated history of success, I've proven to myself, I have a sense of certainty that I am capable of doing difficult things. I know how to get better at things. I know how to execute. I know how to complete tasks. I know how to get things done. And so while there's no guarantee that you're going to be good at the thing that you're all at the new thing, well, why wouldn't you be? And I think that you can confidently approach that new endeavor, that new situation, and say, I don't know what's going to happen, but if I apply those same things that help me to be successful in these other areas, I bet, I just bet, I'm going to enjoy success in these other areas as well. That's certainly been the truth, been true for me in my life, in every aspect of life. And when you have confidence, it says that, I'm a highly confident, self-assured person. And that's true because I've done many things. I've set my mind to not everything. I've certainly fallen short in many things, but a lot of things. I've proven to myself that I have the discipline, the grit, the wherewithal to accomplish things. I can harness the power of single-minded determination to bring my desired future into my current reality. So if you are, and just for my work, can you be a highly confident new financial professional? Yeah, I think that the answer is yes. You don't have to have 20 years of experience, and this is true of anything. Can you be a highly confident attorney, a couple of years out of law school, a couple of years practicing law? Sure. If you have demonstrated success in other areas of life, why wouldn't you take all of that learning, all that grit, all that know-how, all that courage, all that confidence into every endeavor of your life? And still operating with humility, because the most successful people I know, literally the most successful people I know, are operating from a place of, gosh, I just don't know anything at all. But I'm here. I'm showing up. I'm doing the best that I can. And I'm confident and self-assured enough to be able to say these things and to continue moving forward and doing everything that I need to do with confidence. I think that a big key to all of this is really knowing what matters, knowing what must be done in service of what matters, and then actually doing what needs to be done. Life is very cluttered these days. We have so much clutter and junk and noise, and it's hard to find the signal. It's hard to find our true north. But when you know what matters to you, this other stuff's just minutia. It's just noise. It's keeping me from doing what must be done. I have clarity. These are the items I'm going to do today. If I get these things done, well, the rest of it, that's going to have to wait. I did the most critical things. When you make habits of doing what must be done, that is, I think that that is a huge key right there. Too many people major in minor things, and the main thing is keeping the main thing the main thing. So, understanding this is what's important. This is what must be done in service of what's important, and I consistently deliver and do what must be done to get what I want in service of what matters. I think that that's the whole trick. Now, all that being said, doesn't mean that you have everything that you need. Doesn't mean that you're not constantly going to need to be leveling up and doing new learning, and that's because that's the reality, especially as you start leveling up, especially as you start doing more and more better things and different things. And as you advance in your career, it's going to be more demands and more needs, and you're constantly going to need to be learning. I promise that that is going to be the case. So we need to figure out how to also overcome ourselves, how to give ourselves what we need to be successful. And that comes in the form of grace, comes in the form of systems. But it's also that honesty with ourselves of this is an area that I'm struggling in. I'm struggling to do this, or I'm falling down or lacking in the amount of activity or whatever it is. I'm just not currently doing the things that I know I need. So putting your head in the sand and just saying, oh, well, that's not acceptable. You need to determine what you need to do what needs to be done. So you need to determine what you need to do what needs to be done. So if your job requires you to make phone calls and you are scared to make phone calls, you need to get some support. You need to find somebody who you can make calls with. If you are scared of whatever it is, that's okay. What's not okay is you not doing it. So determine what you need, what resources, what help, what support you need to do what needs to be done. So get the help, get the support that you need. When you do that over and over again, you're demonstrating and proving to yourself that you are someone who is capable of doing anything that you set your mind to. That's a superpower. That's confidence. I've been here before, whatever the situation is. Think about your favorite athlete. Think about your favorite performer. I'm a tennis player or a former tennis player, and you look at all the greats, and tennis is normally dominated by one person. Over the past decade, it's been a couple of people, but we normally know who the number one tennis player in the world is. And that person usually wins the majors. Look at Novak Djokovic right now. He's the most confident human being on the planet, probably. Even if everything has gone wrong for him, he's playing a 5-set match, best of five, and he's down 2 sets to none. Well, he's been there before. And I'd still bet on him. I'd still bet he's going to come back to win that match. Just never know. But what I know for sure is he believes he's going to come back and win that match. And that wasn't always the case with Novak Djokovic. Earlier in his career, he just hadn't come to the point where he had that level of self-assurance, that know-how, or that experience to draw from and to pull from, that confidence of, I've been here before. This isn't where I want to be, but it's not where I'm going to be for very much longer because I am going to figure out and do whatever it takes to get to where I need to go. And he executes. Same is true for you. You don't have to be the number one tennis player in the world to do that. Whatever it is you're trying to be great at, follow the steps that I've been talking about. That'll help you to be more confident. That'll give you more self-assuredness. If you're trying to get out of debt, if you're trying to be the first person in your family to go to college, or the first person, or you can help your kids to be the first people in your family to go to college, or you can be the first person to retire, first person to become a millionaire, the first person to do whatever it is you want to do. Start small. Start proving to yourself you're the kind of person who's fully capable of doing whatever it is that must be done or that you want to do. So, little Nico, circling back to you, thanks again for the letter. I bet you are a person who was going to absolutely do incredible things. Start small. Every day, do something that's a little bit more, do something difficult. Do it early in the morning. Get up, move your body, do some push-ups, do some sit-ups. Get up, run around the block. Do that for a couple of weeks. Do more push-ups, do more sit-ups, do some pull-ups, run around the block twice. You get the idea. You keep doing that, you're going to develop confidence. You're going to develop self-reliance. You're going to develop self-assuredness. You're just going to prove to yourself that you're the kind of person who can do whatever you set your mind to. That's a superpower. So thanks again for the letter. Finally, friendly reminder, it's never going to be anybody more interested in your financial success than you are. So act accordingly.